Command Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Jimmy Wallington, swinging wide the curtains on another Command Performance. Following our policy of answering your requests, we're complying with a directive from Private Billy Glasser in Germany. And here's the gal the private wants, and who can blame him? That lovable, cute little doll face, Jane Wyman!
Oh, fellas, and thank you. Thank you, Jimmy, for that appetizing introduction.
Oh, it's just the honest truth, Janie. You know, from what I hear, you're a natural-born cook.
Me?
Well, I've heard tell that you barbecued many a leading man. See, do you know I haven't seen you for months, Janie? You're still looking the same?
Mm-hmm. And you're the same. Still looking. Well, Jamie, enough of this. We have strict orders to keep the show moving. And what would give us a bigger lift than that Paramount bombshell, that vivacious, charming gal from down south who even looks better up north? Olga San Juan. Ay, kumba, 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 zero. Ay, bongo, 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 zero. Riquitica va sonando kumba, zero, bongo, zero, que se va. Yeah, bongo, zero, que se va. Ay, kumba, 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 zero. Ay, bongo, 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 zero. Riquitica va sonando kumba, zero, bongo, zero, que se va. Bongo, zero, que se va. Suena así el timba, priquitín, priquitín, bomba. Si oye más rápida, priquitín, priquitín, bomba. Ay, tumba, 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 cero. Ay, banga, 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 cero. Priquitín que va sonando con banchero, pongo cero que se va, pongo cero que se va. Olga San Juan. Hey, that's great stuff, isn't it, Jimmy?
Oh, I'll say. You know, we've got some more great stuff coming up. Our mail order department's been commanded to furnish another sample of one of the brightest view lights in radio. We're breaking into the first vacation this young man's had in 3 years since his discharge from the Canadian Navy to bring you Alan Young.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, Alan, tell us. What does the next sailor do on his first vacation in 3 years? Are you following the sports?
Well, some of them are sports. I misunderstood. Yes, I have a couple of hobbies, Jimmy. I'm out in the San Fernando Valley, and I hang around a pickle factory out there.
A pickle factory?
That's my hobby. I have a paddle, and I'm a pimento patter.
You're a pimento patter?
Yeah. You see, they put the pimentos into the olives at one end of the factory. As the olives pass along their belt on the way to the bottle, sometimes the pimento gets loose and hangs out a little bit. So as they go by me, I reach out with my paddle, and I pat the pimento back into the... Also do an awful lot of reading.
Oh, fiction?
Tea leaves.
Oh, I see.
I have quite a library of tea leaves.
You have?
And often in the evenings, I just sit around looking at a bunch of old wet bags.
Alan, I mean, do you like books?
Oh, yes. I read all the old classics.
Oh. Do you like Little Women?
Yeah, I like books, too.
So you're pretty much of a ladies' man, eh, Alan?
Oh, sure. At school, I used to go with a girl who was a class show-off.
You did, eh?
Yeah.
What's she doing now?
Well, she's married and has 12 children. Once a show-off, always a show-off. I'll never forget that moonlit night, though. We strolled behind the handball court.
Oh, gee, what happened?
What else? I beat her 21-17.
Well, Alan, I suppose the trouble with you is that you haven't got the physique of a lady killer.
Me? The physique? Oh, let's not stand here bandying legs. When did you ever see my figure?
Oh, I saw it yesterday at the beach.
Huh?
Yeah, that was quite a bathing suit you had on, too. Nearly as nice as the ones they're wearing this year.
That suit fits perfectly?
Yes. But who? Alan, what was that bulge in the back of your trunk?
Well, I couldn't get a locker, and I didn't want to leave my clothes lying around the beach. But to get back to figures, Jimmy, at school I used to play football. What a build I had. And if I do say so, I still have the physique of a line-plunging fullback.
Yes, that's right. You're built like a plunger, all right.
Why don't you go out to my car and smell the exhaust pipe for a while?
Well, I'm sorry, Alan. I'm really very sorry. But look, even though you haven't got a great physique, I'll fix you up with a nice date. How about it?
Who wants a date?
But I know a lovely girl who's a movie star.
Who wants a movie star?
It's Jane Wyman.
Hello, Alan.
Hey, what's wrong with him, Jimmy?
Well, Jane, he's in a daze. You see, he's not used to beautiful girls, and I figured you could show him how to act. You know, build up his ego.
Oh, I get it. Well, sure, I'll make him think he's a real caveman. Alan. So, this is Alan Young in the flesh.
Yes, and Alan, this is Jane Wyman in the flesh.
Yay. How much better it looks on her, too.
Oh, Alan, I simply had to come over, if only to see you for a minute.
You did?
Mm-hmm. You're such a devastating, mad, reckless lover.
I am?
Yes, and that wonderful physique.
Oh, is it here?
That tawny skin with the rippling bones underneath. And that massive, muscular neck, 16 and a half.
Yeah, that's including the shoulders.
Alan.
Yes?
Come closer to me.
No.
Come closer to me.
No.
Alan.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Alan, just sit down beside me on this sofa. There. I don't ask much of you, Alan. I just want to be close to you. And if you don't want to look at me, you don't have to. And just as long as I can touch you and perhaps put your arms around me and maybe you'd kiss me and hug me and...
Stop your nagging. Sorry, Jane. It's just that I don't know how to act with a girl.
Oh, Alan, that's just something you've made up in your head, and there's nothing in it.
Oh,
Alan, you're way at one end of the sofa, and I'm way at the other.
Yeah?
Well, I'm going to move a little closer. Just like this.
Gee, well, I'll move a little closer. Like this.
Now I'll move a little more. There.
Now I'll move a little more. There.
Alan, you passed me.
Oh, gee.
Look, Alan, what I'm trying to say is, why couldn't we... Well, that is... Well, I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls.
Me too.
But I don't want to go down to the Niagara Falls just to see the falls.
Me neither. I want to see how they make that shredded wheat.
Alan, don't you understand that I'm trying to propose?
Huh?
Well, in a little while, I want your mother to be my mother. And my mother to be your mother.
I'll have to ask Dad if he wants to switch.
Now, look, you've got to answer me. See, I'm sitting close to you. Haven't you anything to say?
You're a likable sort of chap.
Alan, I want you to come to my house tonight.
Well, I don't...
Well, we'll sit in the living room and turn the lights low, and then you put your arms around me and... All evening, you'll draw me close and kiss me and hug me and kiss me again.
I'll be there at 8 o'clock.
Oh, at last.
And Jane, if I'm not there by 8 o'clock...
Yes?
You can start without me.
Thank you, Alan Young, and we'll see you later. Right now, it's time to fill another order. This one from Corporal Bob S. Pringle, currently stationed in Japan. He says, give us an earful of the Golden Gate Quartet. They're great. And when you hear a radio show they're appearing on, you've got to be vaccinated against melody. Their rhythm is that infectious. Well, here they are, Bob and gang, to sing Brother Bill.
In Maine. Now the reason why we went up there was to try to get some game. Now while me and Bill was hunting, further away in the middle of the night, we shouted something we thought was a bear, but the doggone thing turned white.
Where's the trumpet gun?
Where? And away I run. Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had he known like me, he'd have run some too. I run so fast, they say. Now they could catch me all day. Cause the way I run across that field couldn't catch me with an automobile. Now Brother Bill got excited and took a wide shot at me. But the bullet went whizzing by my head. Struck the tree. Oh boy, I started shuffling. My feet most left the ground. I said, look, feet, don't fail me now, cause I'm
Allie Fanny Brown.
Drop that gun.
Drop that gun.
And away I run.
Do, 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 do.
Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
If you know like me, here the run come to you.
I run so fast, they say. Well, it could catch me all day. Cause the way I run across that field, it could catch me with an automobile. Well, I run right by a crap game. I wanted to take a shot, but Brother Bill's gun went boom, and I didn't have time to stop. I went right by the gin mill, gone to find myself some gin, but I didn't have the money to pay for it, so I had to start running again. Well, I'm going home.
Going home.
I'm all alone.
Going home.
But the Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had he known like me, he'd have run some too. I run so fast and say, that couldn't catch me all day. Cause the way I run across that field couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Running, 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 running.
Boom, 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 boom.
Me and Brother Bill.
That was swell.
Oh, Jane, you still want to have that date with me?
No, Alan. I decided you're just not the romantic type. I'm used to fascinating movie stars.
Well, I can do anything they can do.
Can you kiss like Gregory Peck?
Oh, I can out-peck that Gregory any day.
How about Ray Milland in The Lost Weekend?
Oh, I can do anything he drank.
Well, I'll tell you, we're just going to call your bluff, Alan. Mm-hmm. We'll see how good you really are. We'll do a command performance version of The Lost Weekend.
Well, okay. Start me off with a fanfare. Fanfare, please.
The Lost Weekend. As we look in on Alan Young, we find him staggering into his apartment, closing the door behind him. Too bad. He lets himself out the hallway. He looks about him at the apartment.
Ah, home at last. Now it's so hot outside and so dry. And I'm so thirsty. It was noisy, too. Hardly smell myself breathe. A nice walk home, except for that embarrassing incident at the corner. 37 cars lined up behind me, waiting for my nose to turn green. Well, time for some groceries. Might as well drink an early breakfast. Guess I'll have another one. Eat another one. Went down the wrong way. That was powerful. One of it did anything to me. It's funny. I can only see the back of my head in this mirror. Come to think of it, it's a rear vision mirror. This is the way to live. I mustn't overdo it. Might wind up with bottle fatigue. Nobody knows where I am. Nobody knows where I am. In a few hours, neither will I. I got a feeling this is going to be the best weekend I ever lost. Yeah. Oh, my brother Jimmy's coming in to spy on me. What do I do with this bottle? I know. I'll hide it in the radio. Oh, hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Alan. Did I just see you hide a bottle in that radio?
Oh, don't be silly. Oh, a bottle in the radio.
Well, I'll just turn the radio on to make sure.
Ah, there's good news tonight.
I tell you what we do, Alan. Let's forget it. Alan, it was warm today, wasn't it? I just know he's got another bottle hidden around here someplace.
Yes, it was quite warm. I know he wants to know why I hid that other bottle.
In fact, it's been warm all week.
If I only knew where he hid that bottle.
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't too bad. Little does he know, I hid it in the chandelier.
Where?
In the chandelier.
Alan, I'm disappointed in you. You've been drinking again.
Drinking? Oh, no, Brother James. Liquor turns my stomach.
Turns your stomach?
It turns it black. You want a peek?
Alan, how can you go on with this messy life? When you get up in the morning, don't you hate yourself? When your eyes are bloodshot and your head aches and your tongue is swollen and your throat is parched, what do you think then?
Dad, I need a drink.
Oh, Alan, your mind is always on liquor.
No, it isn't. Liquor is the farthest thing from my thoughts.
Good. Because if you don't change, I'll have a breakdown and a nervous maladjustment.
Okay, what do you have as a chaser?
Alan. Alan, brother. Please try to straighten yourself out. Your girlfriend Jane is coming by today. It'll do you good to get away from this perpetual binge. Your drinking is a disgrace. You're disgracing the entire family name. Oh, that must be Jane now. Perhaps she can do something with you. I'll leave you two alone.
So I'll have to hide this bottle in the radio, too.
Alan, did I just see you hide a bottle in the radio?
The bottle in the radio? Oh, don't be silly.
Well, I'm going to turn the radio on.
No kidding, fellas. There's wonderful news tonight.
This is it? You're a drunkard. I might have known it. And I had such plans, such dreams, such hope.
Yes, I know. Marriage, little white bungalow, a family, a patter of little feet, childish voices raised in play, laughing, singing, calling to each other, banging on toy drums and tin pails, shouting, making noise. Tell those brass to shut up, I can't.
Alan, why don't you give up? Do you see those bright lights in that building down the street?
Sure, that's a brewery.
Yes, Alan. And in that building, they're making it faster than you can drink it.
Yeah. I got them working nights.
Oh, fie upon you.
I didn't think it showed. Have some whiskey.
Whiskey? Oh, Alan, you said that awful word. You said that terrible word.
Sorry. I know what. You wait here. I'll go wash my mouth out with alcohol.
Alan, why do you insist on using that stuff? It's nothing but an anesthetic.
An anesthetic?
Yes.
So, take out my tonsils and skull.
Oh, Alan.
Oh, Jane, I realize I've caused you nothing but trouble. Why don't you marry that rich Hubert Updike? He's in love with you. He can give you a house, servants, children. All I ask is that you name one of the children after me.
But I don't want any of Hubert's children.
Then name one of the servants after me. Oh, look, Jane, here comes Hubert now. The richest man in the world. He drives a car with two chauffeurs. One for left turns and one for right turns.
Oh, Alan, I'm here, I'm here. Come bruise me with rosebuds.
Oh, Hubert. Is that a new limousine you have there?
New? Oh, no. I've had it ever since this morning, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to junk it.
Junk it?
Yes, the ashtrays are full. Yeah. I've just been driving along listening to the music of Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian.
Oh, you have a radio in your car?
No, I've got Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian.
Always ride around in a car?
Oh, no. I do love to hike in the woods.
Huh?
Once I hiked as far as a half a mile, and it took me 7 hours.
7 hours to walk half a mile?
Yes, my butler is so slow laying that car.
Oh, the car. You shouldn't walk too much in this hot weather. You'll perspire.
We Updikes do not perspire.
Oh. Well, look, in hot weather, your pores are bound to open.
They wouldn't dare.
Hubert, are you forgetting that I'm here?
Oh, John, how can I forget?
John.
I love you more than anything else in the world, next to myself, of course. Would you do yourself the honor of becoming Mrs. Updike the Third?
But, Hubert, I love Alan.
Ooh, that drunkard. I can offer you so much. After all, I'm Hubert Updike, Harvard Club.
I'm Alan Young, Canadian Club.
But think of the money I can offer you, John. I've just taken out 3 more insurance policies. I have one for $5 million and one for $10 million, and the third one is a big one.
Well, how big is the third policy, Hubert?
Well, I can't tell you exactly, but if anything should happen to me, Lloyd's will have to leave London. Besides, I come from the best family. Alan just hasn't got the ancestors.
I'll match my ancestors against yours any day.
Why, the Updikes have been descending for generations. We are the largest house in town. Our family goes back to a log cabin.
A long walk and a cold night.
And what's more, my father is Clarence Updike, B-A-M-A, Ph.D., and L-L-D.
Ah, B-A-M-A, Ph.D., L-L-D. Put them all together, what do you got? Bama Fliggity.
But I'm going to marry Alan.
What was that? Oh, but how can you? He's such a nincompoop.
Hubert, I may be a nincom, but never a poop.
Oh, this is the end. If I can't have you, Jane, I'm going to end it all. I'm going to blindfold myself and leap from the highest table at Ciro's. Goodbye, Jane.
Oh, wait a minute, Hubert. I changed my mind. Alan is a hopeless drunkard. I'm going with you.
Oh, bully for you, Jane.
Goodbye, Alan.
Goodbye, Alan.
Oh, heavens, Jane. I'm going to have to buy a new car.
What, Hubert, what's wrong with this car you have outside?
It's pointing the wrong way.
I'm all alone now.
Yeah, but I still have my bottle. The bottle's empty. I feel one of those attacks coming on. I'm dizzy. I'm shaking. I gotta get out of here. No, it's too late. Oh, they're coming towards me. Ants. Millions of ants. They're in my hair. Ants in my shirt. Ants in my socks. Ants in my...
Termites, too.
Now it's cockroaches. Cockroaches are marching towards me. They'll march all over me. They'll push me. Stop that marching out there. What can I do? I know. Cockroaches! Halt! There's a dead one. Gee, I'm poisonous. I kill cockroaches. What do you know? I got the DDTs. There's a mouse sticking out of that hole in the wall. A mouse in the wall. The wall's made of cheese. Cheese! Cheese! Ray Milland. Cheese! Ooh, cream of pimento. Now for the bedroom wall.
Alan, I heard weird sounds coming from here. What's wrong?
Oh, Jane, I'm glad you came. Jane, I just had another attack at DT's. I'm never going to touch alcohol again.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Alan, darling. There's always a hidden, tragic, real reason why a man takes to drink. Alan, darling, my poor one, search your hidden nooks and crannies of your mind. Tell me what's bothering you, Alan. What's the real reason you started drinking?
Well, you promised not to tell?
Oh, yes. Come on now, what was it?
I was thirsty.
Well, that's 30 for tonight, fellas. Next week, we'll aim another 30 minutes of music and fun at you. And meantime, keep those letters coming to tell us what you want to hear on command. Send them to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
In the meantime, thanks all you guys in the hospitals and you fellows overseas for asking us in tonight. Jane Wyman, Olga San Juan, Jimmy Wallington, Jim Backus, as Hubert Updike, the Golden Gate Quartet. We enjoyed it.
Good night.
This program is arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.